Britain.
The countryside. Photo crops. British farms are diversifying. Many are luring the Instagram crowd.
Peterley Manor Farm in the Chiltern Hills has moved a long way from conventional farming. When Roger Brill, a fourth-generation farmer, and his wife Jane took over the derelict turkey farm in 1982, they set out to grow and sell fruit and vegetables from the farm gate. Now the 40-acre farm boasts a wild spa with outdoor ice baths and a log-fired sauna, yoga classes in a Mongolian yurt, and a cafe in a converted tractor barn. Produce from the fields, including Christmas trees and apple juice, accounts for a vanishingly small share of the farm's income. It made up less than a tenth of revenue last year. Instagram has changed everything, according to Katie Brill, who took over day-to-day running of Peterley Manor Farm from her parents in 2014. Novel experiences and scenic backdrops do very well on social media platforms. In addition to the spa, the farm also hosts fitness boot camps, an outdoor cinema, and farm-themed messy play for kids, all overlooking rolling fields. Plans have been approved for a new nature-based nursery. Branching out has become the norm for modern farmers. Nearly 70% of farms in England are pursuing other business ventures, up from 56% a decade ago. Out of those with additional income streams, one in five earn more than half of their revenue from diversified initiatives. Some activities, such as letting land to other farmers, are linked to traditional agriculture, but many farms are venturing into new fields entirely. Half of farm owners let out space for other activities, according to figures from the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA. A fifth generate income from solar energy. Consumer-focused services in particular are booming. Social media use and a shift towards sustainability and wellness after the pandemic have driven demand for farm experiences. Sales at most farm shops have surpassed their pre-pandemic levels, according to the Farm Retail Association, a trade body. Barns and farm venues across Britain outperformed hotels as wedding venues in 2023, according to data from Hitched, a wedding planning website. Many farms offer glamping, camping for people who don't like camping, in luxury shepherd's huts. The decision to diversify may not be new. Farmers have sought alternative income streams for decades, but the need has become more urgent. Farms have been squeezed by huge rises in energy costs following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 and the soaring cost of agricultural labour in the years since Brexit. Increasingly unpredictable weather, including record amounts of rainfall, has made harvests less reliable. Changing subsidy arrangements add to the uncertainty. DEFRA estimates that up to 42% of all farms are unprofitable without the Basic Payment Scheme, or BPS, a subsidy that was introduced in 2015 and is now being wound down. New payment schemes require farmers to make their operations greener. Diversification brings new business for struggling farms, but adapting to consumer demands leaves them exposed to wider economic cycles. It also requires them to find workers with new skills. In future, Peterley Manor Farm will need more marketers and chefs, for instance, and fewer farm hands. In one respect, though, things are not that different from old-fashioned farming. The hospitality business is notoriously difficult, says Ms. Brill. It's hard work and long hours.